Cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Gehr from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today's Monday, August 23rd, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1946, Ordinance No. 46 of the British military government constitutes the German land of Schleswig-Holstein. In 1954, the first flight of the C-130 Hercules transport aircraft takes place, and it hasn't stopped flying since. In 1958, the second Taiwan Strait crisis begins with the People's Liberation Army bombardment of Koh Mui. In 1966, Lunar Orbiter 1 takes the first photograph of Earth from orbit around the Moon. In 1975, a successful communist coup in Laos takes place. In 1979, Soviet dancer Alexander Gudinov defects to the United States. In 1985, Hans Tiege, top counter-spy of West Germany, defects to East Germany. In 1989, the last communist government to open the Iron Curtain causes the exodus of thousands of East Germans to West Germany via Hungary. In 1989 as well, 1,600 Australian domestic airline pilots resign after the airlines threaten to fire them and sue them over a dispute. Also in 1989, 2 million indigenous people of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, then still occupied by the Soviet Union, join hands to demand freedom and independence from... And they formed an uninterrupted 600-kilometer human chain called the Balkan Way. In 1990, Saddam Hussein appears on Iraqi state television with a number of Western, quote-unquote, guests to try to prevent the Gulf War. In 1990 as well, Armenia declares its independence from the Soviet Union. And on this day, in 1990, East Germany and West Germany announced that they will reunite into one Germany on October 3rd of the same year. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, August 23rd. I am David Gehr from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.